Hey, you guys, Frank Andrews here, and today I got a special episode for you. I was actually recently interviewed by eight-figure entrepreneur and legendary marketer Dave Sharp on his podcast, it's the Wake Up Legendary podcast, and I wanted to post the replay for you guys. Now, when we went to do the actual podcast, my phone screen was cracked and I'd ordered a new phone and it hadn't got here yet. And when we went to go live, I was trying to do it on my computer and the computer wouldn't hook up. So I ended up having to do the show on my phone, which had a little crack in the screen. So there is a slight glare in parts of the video, but if you're listening on the podcast, obviously that won't affect anything. But if you are watching on YouTube, be aware of that. But there is some really great information in here. Now, the first time I was on the podcast, sorry, this is actually the second time I was invited on the show. The first time we talked more about marketing strategies and different things like that. And this time we went into more of the mindset, kind of the major mindset discoveries that I had on my journey. So without further ado, I'm gonna turn it over to the podcast. This is a replay of Wake Up Legendary with Dave Sharp.
What's going on, my friends? This is Dave Sharp. Welcome to, I'm going to come in just a little bit more relaxed here on a Monday morning. You know, for those of you who have not had, you know, your coffee yet, or you're still kind of in that weekend sort of, you know, drowsiness, we'll get you woke here. We'll get you woke up here over the next couple of minutes. Look, we've got a returning guest. Now, I know a lot of you guys hear me say almost every episode, hey, come back, keep us updated, you know, come back on the show, let us know how it's going. Well, we've got a returning guest. Now, that can be a bit of a challenge sometimes because we have such a long wait list for people who are brand new getting results and up and coming in our community. So we have to balance that ratio of all of these new and amazing success stories who we want to give a platform to be able to speak and share their journey and give us some inspiration. But, you know, we also want to try to weave in some of these repeat Wake Up Legendary guests. And this morning we've got my man, repeat guest, the man, the myth, the legend, Frank Andrews. What's going on, my brother?
What's up, Dave? Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, dude, you're welcome. Thanks for coming back. You're back here simply because you're continuing to do the deal, you know, and you've not only got an incredible story, but man, you came into our community, you're getting results, you're continuing to get results, you're continuing to, you're full time, you know, and as the title says of this episode, from homeless to full-time online biz. So, you know, tell us, for those who don't know who Frank Andrews is, give us the nutshell version of how you went from homeless to where you are today.
Okay. So yeah, I guess it all started really about 2015. I'd been on like a 10-year run of, drugs and all of those things, right? And so I ended up in prison, and like it happens for a lot of people, but I just, you know, I really sat in there and realized that I wanted to do something more with my life, something better with my life. So that led me into studying personal development, right? And as I started studying personal development and started applying it to myself, I just had this realization, like, man, if more people had this information, you know, the world would just be a better place. I felt like, you know, I think And so I wanted to share what had helped me, right? And so that led me to the online world, become an online marketer. And then as I began to like study marketing and sales, I kind of fell in love with that aspect of it. Like I originally came online and I wanted to learn a little sales and marketing so that I could teach personal development. But as I came online, and started studying that stuff, I just really fell in love with like, you know, copywriting, the power of words, you know, and different things like that. So, you know, there for about 4 years, I really struggled. Like I jumped from opportunity to opportunity, trying to figure out, you know, what would work and what wouldn't. And then, you know, I really what happened when I switched my focus from like network marketing to affiliate marketing is when it really started taking off for me. I think mostly because like my personality type, I'm not very much of like a nurturer, I guess, you know, so that didn't work well for me. But yeah, so, you know, it's been about, I guess, 6 years or something like that. The first 4 years was, you know, it was a struggle the whole time. And then, you know, eventually I figured it out. And when I got introduced to Legendary is when it really, like, I had figured it out and I was able to get by and whatnot. And then I found Legendary. And that's when it really kind of took off for me. Like, I knew I'd found the program, right? Because when I was, you know, during that 4 years, I was trying to make money, obviously, right? But I was also looking for a program that would really help people, you know, like they could really take somebody from, you know, working a 9-to-5 or whatever, living their life, not happy in their life, to actually being able to create some freedom, you know? And there's a lot of programs online and, you know, maybe all of them could help you potentially, but most of them don't have like the combination of, you know, value, like the value that you all provide, as well as like you all are really good at getting people to take the actions necessary to move forward and build a business, right? And a lot of companies have one or the other, you know, and I just think you guys do a really great job at doing both of them. So that's kind of how I ended up at Legendary.
Well, thank you, but congratulations on sticking with it until you found the right fit for you. And I think that's true for a lot of people because we've all tried a lot of things and sometimes we just can't stop until the miracle happens, you know? Miracle, I found the secret program that I hit a button and money started blowing out of the computer. I mean, it's just a good fit. I just found the right fit, the right time, the right people, the right place. And it all clicked. And the cool thing, which I've witnessed here, is it's not just one or two people. We have thousands of those stories here. And it's something that I think we're all proud of, not just me. I'm a small part of this. We're all part of. If I introduce somebody as an affiliate to our training and they get results with it, even if that's my only customer, that makes me proud, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, your story reminds me a lot of mine in the sense that I also did network marketing and yeah, I can relate to that. I smiled when you said I'm not the nurturer because we were just on a virtual mastermind over the weekend and we were talking about finding methods, marketing methods that fit your personality. And, right. You know, and network marketing, you're right. There's a lot of connecting and having people over, meeting up for coffee. It's almost like you got to make friends and nurture those relationships. And for me, I mean, I've got a family, kids, I've got a business here. I mean, it's hard for me to keep to nurture a couple of friendships, let alone hundreds of friendships at a time. Whereas with online marketing, I don't have to really nurture any relationships. I can connect with people over Messenger or I can write them email list. or we can do like what we're doing right now to where I'm connecting with one person at a time, but simultaneously connecting with hundreds or even thousands who listen to the replay of this through that process of one to many versus one on one, or as they love to say in network marketing, two on one, right? You know, that one to many concept, dude, is so powerful. And I think it's one of the eight wonders of the world. You know, it's like that secret eighth wonder, because if you can figure out how to leverage that one to many concept using the internet, it's almost like finding this hidden magical power that you didn't even know was available. Can you relate to that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's literally magic. I mean, it's really magic, you know. I mean, it's super powerful. That's one of the things that has helped my business the most, you know. And when I first started, video wasn't really a big thing. I mean, it was just kind of coming in. But now, I mean, you know, videos, it's where it's at, you know. Yeah, it's definitely powerful. And that's what I enjoy, right? Like, I enjoy the art of it, right? Like, making graphics. I'm getting into editing videos a little bit, you know, because, and let me tell you why, because I think, you know, there's so much negativity in the world, right? And there's a lot of people that are using the magic of media to keep people messed up, you know, to keep them aggravated and things like that. And I just want to be able to be the force in the world that uses that same power, but for good, you know. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense at all?
It does. And I've always also looked at, you mentioned copywriting, you know, for me, I have a history like you, to where I had addiction and alcoholism, did a little bit of time in county jail and in a treatment center. You know, I was lucky. I actually got you know, some rehabilitation, which was helpful. This was back in 2004. And what I realized was I had a little bit of a hustler kind of you know, gift to gab, right? When we're out, you know, surviving in the streets and stuff, dude, you learn how to say the things and position an angle and sell, and you know what I mean?
Hustle. Absolutely, yeah.
You know what I mean? And when I came online, it was like I had all of these kind of raw skills. And I guarantee you 99% of people, if not all, every single one of you guys listening, has those raw skills, those kind of, whether you've been called a manipulator in the past or a hustler, or somebody can, they say you can talk the ears off of a jackrabbit, or, you know, or you can sell yourself out of a wet paper bag. I mean, I could sell ice to an igloo, sell the shirt off my mama's back. I mean, I've been said these, you know, people have said these things all my life, but I never really, you know, I never really was able to kind of develop those skills and turn those kind of what before were liabilities or struggles into strengths. And what I found with the art, you mentioned the art of this, the art of marketing to me is turning that mess or those raw skills into strengths, turning that mess into a message. What comes up for you when I say that?
Well, what comes up is that's what I'm currently working on right now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of in this place where, you know, I think I'm really good at sales, but I enjoy doing the marketing more, like, you know, making videos and different things like that. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, my kind of what makes me happy and what moves my business forward, you know, but yeah.
So
what was the question again?
You burned a few brain cells just like I have, right? It's kind of
ridiculous.
I know. I forget what happened the other day, dude, but somebody said, oh, I'll tell you what happened. We were doing a virtual mastermind on Saturday. You know, we had a virtual mastermind that we've been doing for our mastermind clients, and in because we haven't met in person. And, you know, my wife told our babysitter slash nanny that, you know, hey, we need you to work on Saturday because Dave's got to work on Saturday. And so I came home Friday night, and the nanny said to me, well, I'll see you tomorrow. I guess you've got some virtual thing going on. And I looked at her and I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I didn't even remember what I was doing. And she probably was like, what the hell is wrong? You know, what are they pulling some wool over my, but you know, and then I had to laugh because it was like, shit. Oh, that's right. I've got an all day virtual event tomorrow. But it's amazing how even with the brain cells burnt, we can still get this done. Can't we?
Yes. That's what I want people to know, man. That's my, that's probably my core, maybe my core message. Like, man, look at me. Just like, look at me. If I can do this, if I can do this, I know that anybody out there who wants this can make it happen, especially with Legendary's help, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, no matter like what is going on with your mindset, where you're at mentally, I mean, how many brain cells you've burned, what, you know, color skin you are, religion, background, culture. I mean, there's room for you here. There's room for you online, but there's especially room for you here in Legendary, for you to have the space to develop those raw talents and basically figure out how to use what you got and turn it into profit, you know, and turn it into impact, you know. And I think for me also, one of the things I know a lot of people, and I don't, let me just not assume, how many of you guys struggle with some sort of either addiction in the past, depression, some anxiety, some sort of history of trauma, of PTSD, of being abused or even being an abuser, and you recovered, you're changed from that. Maybe you were somebody who when it, you know, just had anger issues. I don't know. We've all got our imperfections, but for me, Frank, this business has both helped me make an impact on others, but it's also through being that like positive light and kind of speaking positively and showing people there's another way and showing people ways to grow themselves and to make money and build a business, I've actually had a massive therapeutic value for me. I think primarily it's helped, one of the main reasons why I've been able to stay sober for so many years, and also one of the main reasons why I've been able to, there's been a lot of therapeutic value that I've gotten from constantly serving and helping others. Can you speak to that at all? Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, most definitely. Well, it's like, you know, if anybody's ever been in recovery and AA, it's kind of like what they tell you, you know, you have to help others to keep your sobriety or whatever. But it's kind of the same thing in business. You know, the more that you're out there talking to people and helping people, the more you're going to naturally learn from them. I mean, I used to do a lot more like one-on-one coaching and things, and I would almost feel bad because I would feel like I learned more from them than they learned from me, you know?
Yeah.
So yes, definitely, yeah. You know, the more that you give it out, the longer you're going to be able to keep it for sure.
There's a phrase that I would invite all of you to write down. And it's just the only reason why I don't often say that, because it makes me sound like, you know, you should write down everything I say, but this is write down worthy. And the reason why I'm sharing it with you is because, for all of you listeners, Frank may have heard it before, but it's because you may not hear it unless you're in 12-step recovery. It's kind of one of those phrases that's only there. And it's that you can't keep what you have unless you give it away. You ever heard of that, Frank? You ever heard that before?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. You said it much better than me. And that's why I'm partnering with you guys, because you can say things much better than me.
You can't keep what you have unless you give it away. And when I first heard that, I was like, how can I keep what I have if I give it to you? If I have this piece of material and I give it to you, how do I still have that piece of material? And physical pieces of material are very different than skills and personal growth. Personal growth multiplies when I share it with somebody. Personal growth within me actually grows. It's sort of like if we think of personal growth and we think of actually upgrading our own skills as a seed, the watering of that seed, and a lot of people think that the watering of that seed is continuing to learn more. That's only a part of the watering. The majority of the watering and the sunshine for that growth, that personal growth seed and that skill set seed inside of me to grow, is actually sharing it with others, is actually putting it into action and serving others. And that's what "you can't keep what you have unless you give it away" really means. And in recovery, it meant the more I help others, the better of a chance that I have to stay so clean and sober. And in business marketing, what it means to me is the more value that I deliver to the marketplace, the more my income will go up.
Yes, absolutely.
So
yeah,
it's just, it's something that's a very simple concept, right? But it's very difficult to put into action and understand, because this concept of serving and helping and providing value to the marketplace is oftentimes difficult for us to do at the beginning, because we're not used to being teachers or people who are speaking and sharing. So how did you develop your voice to be able to feel confident enough, even when you were starting with little to no results, to go out there and deliver value and teach and share, and ultimately it start attracting sales to you?
Okay. So when I first came online, like I said before, I'd been through like a little personal development journey. And the thing is, I just felt like I was gone. My life was over. Everybody gave up. And like these principles, skills and principles that I'd started learning, had literally saved me. So I had like supreme faith in their effectiveness, right? Mm. It's just to get confident on video. I mean, obviously my first videos were horrible. I'm still not the best on video, but it's just doing it, you know, over and over and over and over again. I mean, the more you do it, the more comfortable you're going to get. And, you know, obviously the more comfortable that you get, the better the videos are going to be. So it was really just doing it over and over again. You know, I'm still not super confident on video, you know, but I just had to put it in my head, like, you know, one thing that stops a lot of people is they got to put their makeup on, do their hair, set up the screen and all of these different things. And all of that doesn't matter hardly at all, you know, and that's what will keep a lot of people from doing it. So, you know, just turning on the camera and talking into it over and over again, you know, that's what did it for me. I'm still working. I feel I'm not a great teacher, you know. I know a lot of stuff, but I'm getting better at making it clear and you know, being able to explain it to people, but I'm not super great at that. Which is why I love you guys so much, because I don't have to be great at that, you know?
So I do agree that one of the biggest things that people have a challenge with is, you know, feeling like they have to look their best. If they're going to do a video, look their best. It's so difficult to convince somebody that they don't have to look their best to do a video.
Not what people want to see. People want to see the opposite. People want to see you in your messy bun, sweatpants, you know, stumbling to make your coffee or whatever it is. You know, that's what people actually want to see. And I think understanding that can be a big help when it comes to making video. Like, people don't want to see, most of the time, don't want to see like a professional, studio and some guy that knows exactly what he's talking about. You know, they want to see a real human that they can relate to. And that's what keeps people watching, you know, and that's what they really want, ultimately, I think.
I think that's hard for people to believe, though. I think people, when they come on, for whatever reason, what you just said is absolutely true. But for some reason, that's really difficult for people to believe about themselves, that people actually want to see me in my basketball shorts, basically just had rolled out of bed. Why can you explain a little bit more why you think that why would people rather see somebody who looks just like they rolled out of bed versus somebody who is all perfect and talking perfect and never stumbling? What is it? Is it the believability? Is that people actually are less skeptical of that? I mean, why do you think that that raw shit is more effective?
Because there's so much fakeness in the world, I think people really crave something that's real. You know what I mean? Like, especially like if you go online, you look on Instagram, everybody has a Lamborghini and 10 grand and the prettiest girls, you know, and that's not real life. And I think deep down people are just tired of that. You know, they can't relate to it. They think it would never happen for them, you know. So I think just being relatable, being a real human, you know. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I went through that evolution myself, man. I mean, there was a time, and I don't know what I'm trying to think about, like really what changed in me. Maybe it was that I started having so much less time. Like when you have babies and stuff crawling around at the house, you literally have less time to worry about all that shit. You know, I think getting older, I think helps for whatever reason. You just care what people think less. Although I do find a lot of people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s who still really struggle getting on camera and thinking that they have to look their best. But I think ultimately what it was, Frank, for me, is that I just did a lot of personal development work. I did some therapy. I've been in recovery for 12 years working on myself, and I think just learning to love myself. You know, we had Chris on from Maryland who has a facial disability and can't smile, yet he's still building his business, having fun, and living life to the best of his ability, and doing it in a beautiful way. And he talked about last week just the biggest thing that's been impactful for him is just learning to love himself and just do self-care, you know, take care of himself off camera, eat right, you know, get sleep. Really, there was a time in my life to where this was about 5 years ago or something, to where my wife and I were going through a challenge. It was when we had our 5-year-old, and we're going through a tough time in our marriage. And we had separated for a period of time, and I was living in a little house that I rented that was just nearby. And I would walk around my house and I would just say, self-care, self-care, self-care. You know, I literally would just, that would be a mantra that I would say. And it was during that time, man, that I really learned how to take care of myself, especially because I didn't have my wife or a woman there, my mom, whoever, to take care of me. You know what I mean? And I think that I know I'm rambling a little bit about this, but I think the reason why I'm saying this is for everybody who's listening is learning how to love yourself and take care of yourself, nurture yourself, treat yourself like a king or a queen when you're not on camera, makes you feel more confident to just be who you are, not have to, you know, doll up or, you know, gentlemanly up and comb your hair with a perfect part and look all the part. Learning to love yourself and accept yourself for who you are, which is a 24-hour job, right? But it's the most rewarding job, and it really helps with confidence in feeling comfortable in your own skin when you're on camera. You agree with that, Frank?
Oh yeah, 100%. 100%. That was actually one of the biggest things, and I don't want to go into it too deep, but like that was one of the biggest shifts is when I was sitting all by myself in a jail cell and I was reading this book, and I just realized that I had this inner child inside of me that nobody had taken care of ever. Okay. And I decided that day that I was going to take care of that little kid. Right. And yeah, that was really the moment that everything started. You know, it didn't happen overnight. Still hasn't happened, I guess, whatever. But, you know, that's when it started for me. Like that moment, I remember it, you know, was just deciding to take care of that little kid. And, you know, I'm not perfect. I don't take care of them sometimes, but I started getting better from then, you know, and I focused on it. And like anything else, you know, like once you become aware of it and can focus on it, and put your energy into it, you know, you can start to fix it, heal it, or whatever. Yeah. You know?
How many of you guys can relate to what we're saying? Nicole said self-care is absolutely needed. Literally just learned the hard way. 26 years of dedication and nothing but my kids and family finally hit rock bottom. Like, guys and gals, listen, I was in treatment carrying around a teddy bear that I had to go to Build-A-Bear. Like, you want to talk about, you know, this is not some shit that men talk about in society, but let me tell you something. We need to talk about it more. We need to talk about it more, right? Because I don't know about you, but I ain't sitting around like some Neanderthal, me, man, carve wheel. I mean, I'm not chasing after saber-toothed tigers, folks. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm trying to be an emotional man, raise my family, teach my son how to deal with his feelings, trying to be able to deal with people within our team who are having different things going on in their lives, conflict resolution. I mean, my emotional self is a huge part of what drives me and who I am. And yeah, I was in treatment care and we went to Build-A-Bear. I'm like, this is the dumbest shit. I almost left, dude. I mean, this was many years ago, but I almost left. I was like, this is the most emasculating shit I've ever done. Right. And I carried around this Build-A-Bear, dude. It's actually still got it. It's at my house. And it was my little boy. I realized the same exact thing, man, that I love my parents. My parents are still alive. They did the absolute best that they could, but there was a lot of things that I didn't get that I needed that I made and have made the decision that I'm going to be the one who's going to give me those things now. And I'm going to seek out the people who also can help to, you know, to nurture those things within me. And I also am creating corrective experiences for myself and my little boy inside through fathering my son. So, man, I tell you, this is the shit, man, that when you wonder how people can get on camera and feel comfortable with themselves, sure. I mean, you can fake it till you make it. I mean, you can force it until, you know, you break. But the way to do it, which is sustainable and really will create not just income, but also happiness and help you to feel more comfortable in your own skin, is to look at this business not like it's just numbers, not like you're counting, you know, the marbles. You know, you're not, this is not just dollars and cents. This is a journey of growth, and the more that you can grow, the more money you will make. That's my wholehearted belief. I've realized that. I've seen that to be true, and I'll never stop preaching that message. I just want to thank you for being so willing to be so transparent and authentic, because that's what makes, I think, our community great, is that we have people like you who are willing to say, this is who I am. This is the real journey. This is really what happened. And this is why I'm where I'm at right now, regardless of my past. your past is beautiful, and it's taken you to go through those experiences to be where you're at right now. And I just want to remind everybody who's listening that you've all been through like experiences that you might initially be ashamed of, or society has shamed you for going through those experiences, right? But what I find is that society as a whole is just more of that in which is giving me things that I don't need, right? Kind of like the, I didn't get what I needed as some of the things I needed when I was a kid. Society as a whole, most people are shaming and blaming and will do anything to make you feel like shit about your life and what you've been through. And so it takes a real focus to cut that stuff out and say, look, actually, all the shit that I've been through has brought me to this exact place in life to give me the exact experience that I have. And I can turn all that experience, that mess, into a message.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, well, what final words would you give to somebody who's just contemplating? They're in contemplation mode. And they, you know, I know there's so many people who got started 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, and are just kind of getting ready for that perfect time to get ready. What would you say to those people, Frank?
Well, you know, it's like one of my mentors told me, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. You know, you missed that boat. But the next best time is right now. So, you know, stop, you know, contemplating, start moving towards it, you know, even if it's a little step, you know, and do it now, you know, I mean, that's just do it now. And don't just do it now, like do it tomorrow, do it the next day, you know, just keep doing it. But you got to start, you know?
Yeah. Yes, you do. You do have to start. And one place that you could start is also by connecting with Frank. We've got his TikTok profile up here. I'll leave that up for the remainder as I close out the show. Dude, I want to thank you, man, for once again, an amazing show, an amazing conversation. Keep up the fantastic work, brother. If there's anything I can do for you, let me know. And maybe we can have you back for a third time in the future.
All right, man. Sounds good. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, Frank, we'll talk to you later, brother. Thanks, man.
All right, man. Have a good day.
There it is. Go give Frank a follow. That guy's like a real inspiration in my eyes. You know, somebody who's not afraid to look at their past and look at what they've been through, embrace it and use it as good instead of as a way to feel bad, right? Because we all have a choice and can make the choice to take our past and continue to pile on shame and guilt about decisions that we mismade or failures, whatever. We can continue to pile on the guilt and shame, and we can allow others to pile on the guilt and shame and hold it against us. But ultimately, I know that we hold things against us even more so than anybody ever would. And quite frankly, if anybody treated us the way that we treat ourselves, we'd probably beat their ass. That's a whole nother conversation. Here's my point, is that you can take, similarly to how Frank has, all the struggles and challenges and mistakes and failures and bad decisions, and today turn all those struggles into strengths. It's a simple decision, and how you drive that decision home and forward is that you say, I'm going to take all my life experience and everything that I've been through, and I'm going to use it to inspire people, and I'm going to use it to make a positive impact. And I'm going to use the stories and weave them in to my marketing messages and use them as analogies and use them as forms of entertainment and ways to keep people engaged. And I'm going to make the best out of my life, which is this wild pot of potion with all kinds of different ups and downs, and I'm going to turn all that mess into a message. And that's a decision. That is literally a decision that we all get to make every single day, is do I want to sit in my shit, or do I want to pick my shit up, right? And turn it into a wonderful creation, right? Mold it into, literally, I'm envisioning molding an actual pile of poop, but into a wonderful, beautiful creation, man. And you know what? The beautiful thing is we each get to make that decision every day. And I would just invite, if you haven't made that decision, to make it for the first time and watch and see how powerful it is, how impactful it is to have that shift and drop that bag of rocks that you've been carrying around, right? I know that many of us carry around that big bag of rocks. Man, it's such a beautiful thing to take those rocks, chip them down into little stones, and just turn them into little things that I can fire out into the universe as pieces of content and value and stories that help people. And then you'll be amazed when people start giving you feedback like, man, it's really inspiring. Thank you so much for helping. Wow, I love listening to your stuff or reading your emails. That's when it becomes a good addiction. You get addicted to turning that mess into a message. So my friends, let's have a great week. Get out of here. Do something great today. Be legendary. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode.